This morning's public reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1. So if you would like to join us, turn to John, chapter 1, and we're going to pick up with verse 29 to the end of chapter 1 of John's Gospel. So far, we've seen John's introduction in verses 1 to 5. He introduces to us the identity of who Christ is and what was and is. He is the Logos. He is the very Word of God the Father personified in the flesh. And then we were introduced to John the Baptist and his ministry, that all he was the forerunner to point men to Christ. Okay? And now we pick up in verse 29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. So we have to draw the conclusion that before Jesus makes his public ministry official, prior to that time, John the Baptist, who was the cousin of Jesus, knew something about his cousin. Either that revelation was given to him immediately in verse 29 on that occasion, right then and there, or it was a revelation given by God to John prior to Jesus coming on this particular day to be baptized. But nonetheless, John identified who the one was coming to him. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. Here John is acknowledging that Jesus is not a created being, but he was the everlasting, eternal Son of the Most High, beloved, from eternity past. Jesus had no beginning. He had no beginning as God. John was born several months before Jesus was born in the flesh. But here John says the one that was born after him was before him. How can that be? John here is telling us that the one who is coming to him to be baptized is the eternal God of all things. Again, Christians read very quickly and very poorly. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing in water. The word with is the Greek word ion, E-I-N. And it can also mean in, I-N. John bore record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. John here is relating the account of Jesus' baptism when God the Holy Spirit came in the form and the appearance of a dove and rested upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth in the Holy Ghost. So notice, the Holy Ghost don't baptize anyone. Jesus is the one who baptizes us in the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the baptizer. Jesus is the one baptizing in the Spirit. And I saw and bore record that this is the Son of God. So verse 34 is very important to this particular first chapter narrative. John the Baptist is one of many who will confess Jesus is the Son of God. And the word son here does not mean by the means of procreation. It doesn't mean that God the Father took some celestial mistress to bed and then produced Jesus. No. It has nothing to do with him being conceived in Mary's womb. The term Son of God, or the only begotten Son, is a Greek term that refers to status and position, not generation through procreation. It's a term that denotes equality, position, authority, status. This is the Son of God. It has nothing to do with procreation at all. At all. Okay, where am I? Verse 35. The next day, after John stood, two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. So the day after the baptism, the day after Jesus' official appearance to Israel, the following day, two of the would-be apostles are now brought into the picture, the following day. And the two disciples heard him speak, verse 37, and they, verse 35, I apologize. And again the next day after John stood, two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, John saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And that would automatically put everybody back to Exodus chapter 12. So John confesses he's the Son of God. Now John confesses he is the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. They followed Jesus. The word disciple means one who follows. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master. So the word Rabbi implies Master, Teacher. Master, Teacher. Where dwellest thou? Where do you live? Jesus saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two of which heard John speak, and following him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon. So Andrew now joins, but Andrew is the one who goes and gets Peter and introduces Jesus, introduces his brother Peter to Jesus. And findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Notice the terms of deity in John 1. Number 1, Logos. Number 2, the Word of God. Number 3, life in light. Next, he is what? The Son of God. He is the Lamb of God. And now we have found the Messiah. How quick did Andrew get that understood? We have found Messiah, the Anointed One. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, verse 43, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which interpreted means a stone, a pebble, a pebble. The day following, notice also something in chapter 1, you got specific time flags. The day following. Jesus would go into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, Follow me. Now I believe this was not their conversion. This is a call to being a disciple. You have to first be born from above before you can become a disciple. Okay? Remember, John came to prepare a people for the Lord. These were the disciples of John the Baptist, ready and prepared, awaiting Messiah. Notice, all that Jesus is doing is being introduced to them or meeting them and says, Okay, y'all that raw material from John, now come follow me. This is not their conversion, but it's a call to discipleship. Okay? Philip findeth Nathanael, saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. Whoa! They're already getting a sense that way back yonder in the Old Testament scriptures, telling us about the seed of the woman, this one from the tribe of Judah, this one from the priesthood of Melchizedek, this one from the loins of David, would come. And here he says, he's here. Everything that Moses and the law told us, that's a good cross reference to what? Luke 24. Remember Luke 24? Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said unto him, Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said, Come and see. Notice the repeated phrases and terms. That was taught to me by the navigators 50 years ago. Notice the repetition, 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 repetition. Come and see. And lo and behold, the last chapter to the Bible says, come and dine. Come and see. Come and see. And after you have taken a good look, come and dine. Last chapter of Revelation. Come and dine. Come and dine. Jesus saw in the Daniel coming to him and saith to him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Then Daniel say unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Now watch this. Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the tree, I saw you. How can Jesus be in one location and this dude be in another location and Jesus was able to see him sitting under that tree? Only God who sees all. Look at the terms and the references to deity. And yet there's a clown on YouTube saying, Jesus never claimed to be God. Then what Bible are you reading, Sherlock? You're not reading a King James Bible. You're reading trash. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Okay, that's been said. Thou art, King of Israel. You can take John chapter 1 and teach titles of divinity of Jesus till you're blue in the face. Here's another one. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Son of Man is a term of divinity. It has no reference to his humanity. It is a term of divinity. Check out Daniel chapter 7. It is the Son of Man who ascends before the Ancient of Days to receive his kingdom. The Son of Man. But notice, Jesus told this man, you're going to see the angels ascending and descending on me. That's a flashback to Jacob's ladder. A ladder that touched from heaven to earth, and the angels ascending and descending on that ladder. That ladder was Christ. Who makes the connection between heaven and fallen humanity. What a chapter. John chapter 1. Amen.